Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Vav is whether lahalacha lamaisa we can be makel in a case of where there is a suffik in the kashrus of an eruv. We know that we have rules for sveikos. For example, in general, we say suffik doraisa lechumra, suffik derabanan lekula. Our sugya on Daf Lamed He and Daf Lamed Vav discussed the question of a suffek eruv. For example, if we are not sure if the eruv was in existence during Bein Hashmashos, we know it was put down on Erev Shabbos, but we're not sure if it was eaten before Shabbos, and thereby the eruv being pasul, or eaten after Shabbos. So we had a discussion in the Tanoim on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, a machlokes, which continues in the comparison of our sugya on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara gives an informative rule which ultimately might very well be relevant la halacha lemaisa, where the Gemara compares other cases where there is a chazaka that something was okay, like we had in the case of the Erev that the chazaka had existed, but then something happened. And the Gemara differentiates between Shabbos, Tumah, and Eruvei Tchumen. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Eruvei Tchumen is midrabanan. Shabbos is doraisa, and therefore in Sveikos and Shabbos you'll have to be machmir, even if there's a chazaka meikara. And Tuma, the Gemara says three lines from the top, this is all towards the top, and Lamed Vav and Aleph, is because Tuma has an ikor midrabanan. Even the dinei derabanan are based on the halachos of Tuma min haTorah, and therefore even if the tevila happens to be for a Tuma derabanan, says Rashi, we don't want to confuse Tevila d'oraisa with Tevila d'rabbanan, and therefore we're going to be machmir. In Shulchan Aruch, we also follow this leniency. In Simin Shin Sadi Dalet Sif Aleph, the halachi is that a suffik Erev, as long as it existed in the afternoon on Friday, and we're not sure if it was destroyed or not before Shabbos or afterwards, says the Mechaber's fake Erev, Kigon Suffik Ma'ikayim Ben Hashmoshus Lav Mutter, V'hu Shayelo Cheskes Kashrus. It had to have a cheskes kashrus, but a safek will be fine. There is, however, another type of safek eruv, and that is what happens if there's a safek of what the achronim call safek b'mechitzas. When it comes to eruvei tchumen, our Gemara told us that the reason where it can be makel is because ein lo ikur min haTorah, which of course was a big discussion amongst the Tanoim, but that's how we're assuming lahalacha that ein lo ikur min haTorah. But when it comes to mechitzos, everybody would agree that mechitzos have a makor min haTorah. And just like our Gemara said, by Tumah, for that reason, you cannot be makel, so too, when it comes to a suffek Erev. So really, we need to define our nomenclature, like in many instances in Hilchos Erev. Our title is whether you could be lenient by a suffek Erev, so it depends what type of Erev you're talking about. What we have shut and clear from the Shulchan Aruch is only in regards to Tchumen that doesn't have Ikra min haTorah. But if you're using the expression Erev and you're talking about Mechitzos, so that is a big discussion. The Rivashin is Shalos Uchuvas and Simin Tav Hei, quotes the Rajba in Avodas HaKodesh, who says that you need to be Machmir for the reason that we had mentioned above. And that is that only by Tchumen is there room to be Mekel. This seems to be the majority of opinions, as quoted in the name of the Marsham, where he quotes many Rishonim, most of them are Machmir. And in a one-liner from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis, Simin Pei Gimel, he says the whole rule of Hilchos HaKemekel Be'eruv does not apply in regards to Mechitzos. Again, we're talking about where the Mechitzos are not surrounding even a Rishus Harabim Doraisa, even if it's only a Carmelis, it could very well be that one would need to be Machmir B'Mechitzas. It should be noted that I suspect this is one of the reasons that my great Rebbe Rav Nevensal told me that he, in his beautiful Lashon, with such softness and purity, he said, Ani Mishtadel Bli Neder, when I asked him if he carries in an Erev, he said, Ani Mishtadel Bli Neder Shalola Taltel, the Erev Shel Tzuras HaPesach. The reason is, if there's a Sveika Dedina, one of the possible reasons I should add, is if there's a Sveika Dedina, or a Safek in the Metzius, it could very well be, we do not say Hilchos HaKemekel, but Eruv, even if it's Mechitzos Derabanan. In their inimitable style, the Pnimei Halacha by the amazing Marbitzei Torah, the Masifta Gemara, quote some of these Marmikomos and more, and then they also quote the opinion of the Beis Yosef, and I'd like to defend the position of all the Gedolei Rishonim and Achronim that we quoted above that are machmir on Suffolk Mechitzas because they seem to come out with a contradiction. In the Pnimei Halacha of the Masifta Gemara, they quote all these poskim, Rav Moshe and others who are machmir, and then they say, Ubebeis Yosef nira shenaket lahakel, and the Beis Yosef comes out lekula. It's a little bit strange that Rav Moshe just took as a davar pashut, and the Beis Yosef seems to go against all of those Rishonim that we had mentioned above. So thankfully, they give us the two references, and I just like to throw out whether these two references are really rayas against Rav Moshe. Number one, they say that the Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Samach, when discussing the halacha of Shayara that we learned on Daf Yud Zayin Amibes, that we could be makel to allow for mechitzas that are normally not acceptable when it comes to people who are traveling, one of the rules of when we could be makel is that you need three people to be considered a traveling group that you could be makel with a shayara. The Rambam says that a katan, even though the Yerushalmi had a suffek, we should be machmir and is not included. The Beis Yosef says, I'm not sure why the Rambam is machmir in such a case. We have a rule, divrei hamekel be'eriv, that we could follow the lenient opinion when it comes to Eruv. So too, over here, we could be lenient. Perhaps we could defend all of the Machmirim and say that the Beis Yosef did not mean to say that we're Mekel in a Suffolk in Mechitzos. For two reasons. Number one, the Halacha that we're lenient and allow Mechitzos that are normally not acceptable by Shayara for Mechitzos in general might be a chumra in the halachos of mechitzos, not me'ikr d'dina, not a suffik. Like we have Tosas on the Yud Zayin Amabei, says Pasei Beros would be kosher min haTorah. We're just more machmir in general. But it's not a suffik whether the mechitza is kosher or not. Number two, over here the suffik is not in the mechitza. Over here the suffik is in the child. And this was a din d'rabbanan that was constructed that you needed people a certain age. So over here we could borrow the rule of Erev Tchumen that doesn't have a Makar min haTorah, we could be Mekel. So too, the Beis Yosef argues, we could be Mekel as well. But the Kula is not a Kula in a Safek in the Mechitzos. There's no Safek, one could argue, over here in the Mechitzos. The next Raya they bring is from the Halacha of Karpef, more than Beis Hasayim in Simin Shin Nun Ches Yud Beis, where you have a karpef that was potentially opening and passeling the entire Eruv. Now, once again, we've learned in the past that a karpef, a large park that opens up into an Eruv, can passel the entire Eruv. That psul is not a psul of mechitzos. That psul doesn't have a psul min haTorah. That has an oak shorish min haTorah. That's a psul midrabanan, that if we allow people to use a karpef, they're going to come to get confused with a rishus harabim. But a karpef that is opening up to a rishus hayachid, even if it's a karpef that la'alocha passels the rishus hayachid, is not a pagam in the mechitzos of the rishus hayachid. There's a gzeira midrabanan that you can't carry from a Rishus HaYachid into a Karpev, and a Karpev could passel a Rishus HaYachid. It's not the same thing as a question of whether the Mechitza was valid at all. We know these Mechitzos are valid min haTorah. However, we have a Psul Midrabanan of Gzera of Karpev that is open to another Rishus. There's no Chshash of the Mechitzos. There's no chash even that you're going to come to think that you could carry in a open Rishus HaYachid, a Rishus HaYachid that has holes in it, but rather, Midrabanan, anything that is Paritz L'Melua is open to something which is Aser, that becomes Aser as well. The Karpeth, one could argue, might be a Gzer Midrabanan that has a Shorish Minatora. But Nifritz B'Melua, that L'Chura has no Shorish Minatora whatsoever. If it's Nifritz L'Karpeth, and one could differentiate between that and an inherent shaila of a mechitza, for example, of whether the mechitza is tall enough or has too many holes in it. If the mechitza is a question of whether it's too short, it has too many holes in it, that might be a suffix. That's a suffix sheyesh lo shorish min haTorah, and rov of the poskim came out l'chumrah. The rayas from the Sefer Pnini Halacha of the Beis Yosef is makel on this issue is not compelling, are not compelling at all. So safek arev, eruv, if we're talking about a din derabban of tchumin, then you could be makel. Safek mechitzos, most poskim are going to be machmir. A safek in the eruv echatzeros, so that presumably, because there is no shorish min haTorah, one possibly could be Mekel as well. This, Bezer Hashem, concludes the halacha from Daf Lamed Vav.